We are going to do non-delusion meditation. So let us go to slide number 2. Here we have non-delusion path stemming from skill state of non-delusion. Amoha Kusala Moola. Wisdom by means of development. Concentration without thinking and exploring. Trained by higher wisdom. The sign of exertion, the final knower faculty, approach with non-cruelty, search for divine life, aggregate of wisdom. So let us go to slide number 3. Wisdom by means of development, bhavaname prajna. The profitable route, non-delusion, fulfills the wisdom by means of development. What is the wisdom by means of development? When one knows and sees whatever unskilled state of the mind as unskilled state of the mind and skilled state of the mind as skilled state of the mind, and there is development and growth in skilled state of the mind, that is wisdom by means of development. We can understand this better if we look at the definition of non-delusion, amoha. There are things that can be measured. For example, in the case of sensual desire, the satisfaction is this much. Danger is this much. There is unmeasured that cannot be measured. And Nibbana is marvelous and unmeasurable. Having developed skill state of the mind, if one knows and sees this, that is non-delusion. Development of the wholesome state of the mind is twofold. Refrain from unskilled state of the mind, such as killing, stealing, etc. Produce unarisen wholesome mental states and maintain wholesome mental states that have arisen. So to understand this one, you know, there are gems. And there is this triple gem, Buddha, Dhamma, doctrine and order. Nibbana is the incomparable gem. Let us say someone is taking a gem by digging and become happy with what he got. And then the second person is coming up with a more valuable gem than that of the first person. So the first person is now lost in comparison to the second. In this way, one would understand that what is incomparable is the cessation of volitional formations. That is not digging, not killing, etc. That's how we should be understanding this. In other words, we are looking at the definition of non-delusion. And having understood the Nibbana as marvelous and unmeasurable, we are thinking it is not that, you know, dig and take gems and so on. Not digging is the best. So in other words, giving up all the original formations. So this one itself is a meditation. To think about Nibbana as incomparable gem. So you are giving up killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, harsh speech, frivolous talks and slander, wrong view, ill will and covetousness. Thinking that Nibbana is incomparable gem. And that this one is a very powerful meditation. So let us go into the next slide. Slide number 4. Here, concentration without thinking and exploring. Avitakka avichara samadhi. The wisdom by means of development fulfills concentration without thinking and exploring. What is the concentration without thinking and exploring? There is no thinking and there is no exploring. Which thinking and exploring? There is no thinking of sensual desire and no exploring of sensual desire. There is no thinking of ill will and no exploring of ill will. There is no thinking of harming and no exploring of harming. We are going to look at these parts, how they are going to connect to the concentration with thinking and exploring, which you learn in non-greed meditation. And that alone become meditation part over here. So how you do this one? Remember concentration with thinking and exploring? Concentration with thinking and exploring. Remember we were looking at, we overcome suffering due to change of form by using metta, loving kindness. So if you do that one, then we have no thinking of sensual desire. So the first term of no thinking of sensual desire and no exploring of sensual desire, the first term, the no thinking of sensual desire is supported by your loving kindness that you actually develop in the concentration with thinking and exploring. And we remove volitional formations since we follow non-delusion path. So we have no exploring of sensual desire. And then concentration without thinking and only with exploring, there you remember no thinking of going from birth to birth. So we have no thinking of ill will. So the first one here supported from the concentration without thinking and with only exploring. So again, we remove volitional formations since we follow non-delusion path. So we have no exploring of ill will. So we have two things now. That is the first part and the second one. So we are saying how they are supported from the other concentrations which we learn. So with these two things, and we remove volitional formations, and we go through non-delusion path, so we have no thinking of harming. The second part, no exploring of harming will occur only with the sign of exertion, paggha-nimitta, which you are going to study in few minutes. Through Eightfold Path, from right view, we get rid of mind formations, like covetousness. So that's how we get rid of this no exploring of harming. So now you have a meditation here. Remember you were doing the meditation concentration with thinking and exploring. You were doing forward and backward. And now having done that one, now you connect that one to here. No thinking of sensual desire. How we get that part? Because in that concentration, we got metta, loving kindness. So we have no thinking of sensual desire. It's not just simple loving kindness. We come to loving kindness by understanding, you know, the arising and then, and it is suffering, therefore you have the loving kindness. With the no exploring part, it is because we are going through non-delusion part. And there is no thinking of ill will. That part is coming from concentration without thinking and with only exploring, where we had no thinking of going from birth to birth. So the ill will part is gone. And since we are following the non-delusion path, we remove volitional formations. So we get no exploring of ill will. So adding these two together, and then we are actually going through non-delusion path, we get rid of no thinking. The last one, the no exploring of harming, is from the sign of exertion, paggha-nimitta. And when you come over here, there is a difference. The difference now, still you are saying the Nibbana is the incomparable gem. So you are always going to the top. This whole meditation over here is always we come one down and then you go to the top. It's true for everything here, to the Nibbana. So let us go to slide number 5. That is trained by higher wisdom, adipragna-sikkha. Concentration without thinking and exploring fulfills trained by higher wisdom. What is trained by higher wisdom? Any production of wholesome state of the mind. Which wholesome state of the mind? It is formless pure wholesome state of the mind. Arupa jana kusala. So what is that one? We normally think it is the development of jhana. That is not what is meant here. What is formless pure wholesome state of the mind? It is the state of mind that does not hold onto any formless sphere. In other words, getting rid of them, not the development. And one should understand this as we discussed in the highest right view in Chulasunya Sutta. They are only the cessation of suffering, comprises the highest right view. Remember, we learn non-hate meditation, the aggregate of virtue. There we had the abandoning of search of existence. So we do not go from taint of ignorance to the taint of sensual desire. That means not hold into any jhana concentrations. So we reach trained by high wisdom. So there is a connection from the non-hit meditation. So let us move into the sign of exertion, paggaha nimitta. Trained by higher wisdom, fulfills the sign of exertion. What is the sign of exertion? Whatever there is taint, asrava, whatever is the idea, dhamma, towards getting rid of that taint, that is the sign of exertion. What idea give rise to get rid of taints? It is the Four Noble Truths. Establishing on that idea is the sign of exertion. You remember in 4-day course, we contemplate the First Noble Truth in painful way with slow realization. From that we get rid of the taint of sensual desire. Again, from contemplation of arising phenomena of suffering, we get rid of taint of existence and so on. Also, trained by high wisdom, we are not going from taint of ignorance to taint of sensual desire. That leads to getting rid of taints, asra. So when you come over here, this is like a T. You know, we are coming from previously. Remember, we were talking about concentration with thinking and exploring. And that was actually coming to the concentration without thinking and with only exploring. And then we came to concentration with thinking and exploring. And then we go down two terms here. So we are coming to the trained by high wisdom. And to the sign of exertion. So when you come to sign of exertion, so it's like a T. Now you are actually going back to the top, Nibbana. So as I said, all these meditations go to the top, the non-delusion and then to Nibbana. Okay, so let us go to next slide, slide number 6. This is this final knower faculty. Anyata vino indriya. The sign of exertion fulfills the final knower faculty. What is the final knower faculty? The destruction of taints. By doing so, one would become taintless. How does this occur? By repeated development of taintless thought, anaso chitta. It has to be completed in four ways. So here, the first one is effort to prevent the arising of taints that have not arisen. One can remember these four things as four efforts. Remember, we learn four efforts in the 4-day course. So this is the first effort. What we are actually saying here, not to go from taint of sensual desire to taint of ignorance. That's what it is. And the second one you can see, one should get rid of taints that have arisen. It's like a second effort. Whatever thing that have already arisen, you are actually going to get rid of it. And in other words, what we say here is, number two, not to have taint of existence. And third one, whatever wholesome mental states, kusal, that has to be used for getting rid of taints, those skill states of the mind should have been developed. So it's like third effort. So you are going to have something you do not have. This one is actually not to have taint of views. And the fourth one, whatever wholesome mental states that has to be maintained for getting rid of taints, those wholesome mental states should be maintained without confusion. For example, remember that teacup we were talking about? What is inside the teacup was empty perception. Seeing this, we get rid of those perceptions and maintain mindfulness. These perceptions are empty. So, in other words, what we are saying here is not to go from taint of ignorance to the taint of sensual desire. So, you can remember these things as four efforts. So, let us go to number 7. Approach with non-cruelty. The final knower faculty fulfills the approach with non-cruelty. What is approach with non-cruelty? The production of skill, state of the mind. This has to be understood as in Sevitabha, Asevitabha Sutta, things that should and should not be practiced. You see, in the previous slide, we were trying to get rid of these taints and to have the taintless mind. If you are successful in achieving taintless mind, then there are no original formations, sanskar, in such a mind. So as in Sevitabha, Asevitabha Sutta, killing is unskilled. That should not be followed. Rebirth not ended, that should not be followed. And remember, if a certain kind of conduct is followed, an unskilled state of the mind decrease, skilled state of the mind grow much, this kind of conduct is to be followed. So that is what is meant by this approach with non-cruelty. So let us go to next slide, slide number 8. So we have search for a divine life, brahmacharyasana. The approach with non-cruelty fulfills the search for a divine life, brahmacharyasana. What is the search for a divine life? It is the effort to have the way of life of a person who has destroyed taints, ashram. It is threefold. Not to go after the abandoned, unwholesome mental states. So normally we say unwholesome mental states, you know, by killing and so on, then we have unwholesome things. But this one is different here. What we are actually talking about, a little bit higher term. You see, having abandoned existence, power, not thinking, existence again. Having given up, you are not going to thinking about having an existence again. And then the second one, maintain already developed wholesome mental states without confusion. So consider this as in merit grows, one gives gata. Remember, excrement is not mine. Think in this way. We are skillful if we give up desire for being born in jhana world. That is what is meant over here. And then the third one, 7C, not to go for refuge of taints that have been destroyed. You see, we always go after these taints. So what we are saying here, not to go from taint of ignorance to taint of sensual desire. Why we go there? We go there to seek refuge from taint of sensual desire. For example, when we are eating, we sometimes think it would be good to have a bit of pickle. In other words, we are going from taint of ignorance to taint of sensual desire. Taint of sensual desire is the post-perception of one taking something as pleasurable. You know, the thinking about maintaining this body itself, you know, we have this taint of ignorance. Now we are going, you know, it would be good to have a pickle. That means we are going for a taint of sensual desire. So those who have destroyed these things, they are not going for refuge of taints that have been destroyed. Now, when we were burning with delusion, we learn in the greed, hate, delusion meditation in the 4-day course. That part will be got rid of from this A and B here. Constructed characteristic of passing, that part will be got rid of from part C here. Why is so? Because there is no birth resulting from the destroyed taints. Okay, so let us go to slide number 9. The aggregate of wisdom, Prajna Kanda. The search of divine life fulfills aggregate of wisdom. What is included in the aggregate of wisdom? There are 4 things included in it. Wisdom due to destruction of taints, knowledge of destruction of taints, asavakkhena, knowledge that birth is destroyed, knowledge of completion of the search for a divine life. You see, there is a connection to the previous slide, number 7-1. The connection here, you see, we have in this 7b, the maintain already developed wholesome mental states without confusion. Remember, we were talking about we give up desire for being born in jhana realm. That means not going from taint of sensual desire to taint of ignorance. So you can see this second one, B, 7B, is helping us in 8.1B, wisdom due to destruction of taints. And then the 7C, the previous one, slide 7C, that one goes to 8.2 here. That is not going from taint of ignorance to taint of sensual desire. And then this third one, knowledge that birth is destroyed, that one is supported from 7A. 7A goes to 8.3. So 7A, you can remember, we abandon existence. And then this fourth one, knowledge of completion of the search for a divine life, and that actually is from abandoning the notion I am, asmiti. Remember, this was discussed in aggregate of virtue in non-hate meditation. So this one, again, another meditation. You can think about the link. You know, that is 7B goes to 8.1, 7C goes to 8.2, and 7A goes to 8.3. Now, this second one here, and the fourth one, the knowledge, for second one, knowledge of destruction of taints, and knowledge of completion of the search for a divine life. Those two will help us going from immeasurable state of equanimity to liberation due to equanimity. Now, focus on the second one, knowledge of destruction of taints. What should we do for the destruction of taints? Use the dukkha table. Remember, if it is impermanent, subject to suffering, is it befitting to regard as mine? If it is not befitting to regard as mine, then is it worth having passion of delight for it? If it is not worth having passion of delight for it, then is it pleasurable or suffering? Certainly, it is pleasurable. So that meditation. You see, we have been born in various planes of existence, but none of them are matching to consciousness. Remember, distress, upayas. That means the non-matching of consciousness is at its peak. We were born in hell. It was not matching. So we went to animal realm. So we became a rabbit. And then the lion is eating the rabbit. Aina is coming and killing the lion. So then you thought, okay, let me go to plane of departed, because you can sort of fly. And then you find it is hungry. You don't have any food to eat. And then you went to human world. Being an ordinary person, not good. So then you became king. And then, you know, king is frightened, others are going to kill him. So it is not matching either. Then you went to divine world, Brahma world. None of them are matching. So you can see, it is none of them are matching to your consciousness. So when you come to this one, think about, is it good to be born again and again? Is it good to die again and again? And is it good to die, born, and then die, and then born? Think it that way. See, none of the planes, none of the places are matching. So let us go to slide number 10. So now consider clinging to views, dityupadana. View clinging can be represented using line 2, lines 2 and B. 2, that is mental volition to body type of misapprehension. going bad way through fear to the feeling, that is B. So these two lines represent the view clinging. When view clinging goes inside the body tie of misapprehension, what sort of dhamma goes there? For a person without sustained energy, all pleasurable sensual perceptions go inside the body tie of misapprehension. For a person with jhana attainment, all jhana that is subject to the gratifying faculty go inside the body tie of misapprehension. Now, how can those ideas crept into misapprehension in 1 and 2 be removed from the misapprehension? Is it from those ideas are no longer entering into misapprehension? Or is it from entering of pure, flawless and firm ideas? The answer is the second one. It is from the Four Noble Truths that misapprehension gets cleaned up. That is the cleansing from the aggregate of wisdom, which we discussed in the previous slide, slide number 9. So here, one good example is the commode. Commode does not get cleaned up by not using it. It is by applying chemicals we clean it. So similarly, the Four Noble Truths has to enter, so that when Four Noble Truth is there, the misapprehension get cleaned up. Okay, so that's the end of the slide. So meditation wise, we mentioned a couple of meditations. We start with the wisdom by means of development, and that one alone, that one is a meditation. Here you are thinking Nibbana as incomparable gem, using that gem example I was giving. So it is not digging that is valuable, not doing it. That is not killing, not stealing. So you go through 10 unskilled state of the mind, like killing, stealing, and removing them, thinking Nibbana as the incomparable gem. That is actually you are thinking about the definition of non-delusion. So that's one meditation. For the second meditation, we are using slide number 4, concentration without thinking and exploring. Here we are linking the terms, that is concentration with thinking and exploring. We overcome suffering due to change of form by using metta, loving kindness. So we have no thinking of sensual desire. Since we are going through non-delusion path, we remove volitional formations. So there is no exploring of sensual desire. And then concentration without thinking and with only exploring, which you studied in the non-hate meditation. So no thinking of going from birth to birth. So we have no thinking of ill will. Since we are going through non-delusion path, we remove volitional formations. So no exploring of ill will. So taking these two, and we remove volitional formations because we are going through non-delusion path. So then we have no thinking of harming. For the no exploring of harmings, you need the sign of exertion. So now remember, in the concentration with thinking and exploring, you are going forward and backward. Remember those abiding, Dibba Vihara, heavenly abiding, divine abiding, and then you are going to the noble abiding. From the noble abiding, you are going to the imperturbable abiding. We have done that one forward and backward. Now, having done that one, then you are actually linking into these three terms here. And here, again, you are thinking about Nibbana as incomparable gem. So you are going to Nibbana again and again. So that is the second meditation. And then we go on this train by higher wisdom. And then we come to the sign of exertion, again, you are going to the Nibbana, because, you know, Eightfold Path is there. And then the right view, right thought and all those things. So therefore, you are again going to the Nibbana, going upward. 5, so slide number 6, so we have final no faculty. So you can remember them as in the 4 effort. And then from that one, you are going to have this approach with non-cruelty. Then we are going to slide number 8, search for a divine life. Remember, here we have not to go after abandoned unwholesome mental states, means having abandoned existence, not taking existence again. Then the maintain already developed wholesome mental states without confusion. It is like in that merit rose one gives gatha. So we are skillful if we give up desire for being born in jhana worlds. And then the third one is really interesting, that not to go for refuge of taints that have been destroyed. In other words, we are not going to go from taint of ignorance to taint of sensual desire. We are going there thinking that this one is pleasurable. So you come to side number 9, the aggregate of wisdom. So you have a meditation here, that is this linking of terms from the slide number 8, 7-1. You know, 7B goes to 8-1, 7C goes to 8-2, 7A goes to 8-3. So then we focus on knowledge of destruction of pains. And for to do that one, what we should do? We use dukkha table. If it is impermanent, subject to suffering, is it befitting to regard as mine? If it is not befitting to regard as mine, then is it worth having passion of delight for it? If it is not worth having passion of delight for it, then is it pleasurable or suffering? Certainly pleasurable. So that's the meditation part.